It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
R. Kelly is 1,200% running a cult. And I have proof.
Are you ready to hear the proof?
Well, wait a minute. Now, let me tell you something. Yesterday, the girl who the parents are, like, worried about or whatever, she put out a PSA yesterday that we talked about, but she put out another one shaming her parents for embarrassing her with all of this
coverage. Mom, Dad, I'm not in a cult.
Yeah, and so she posted another video yesterday. I don't care about what the video says. What I care about is that she's outside in the filming this video in a turtleneck sweater in the heat of Atlanta in the summer. Now, tell me this girl isn't being abused. She probably has bruises up and down all her arms because there's no other thing that makes sense.
Well, wait. What if she shot it like in the morning if it was cooler?
I'm telling you right now, there's not a cold moment in the summer in Atlanta.
Well, hold on. Wait, hold on. I'm trying to pull up the Atlanta weather right now. I don't know. Like right now in Atlanta, it's 73.
Yeah, it's perfect outside. She doesn't need a turtleneck.
So you're saying
red flag number one.
You're saying that means there has to be abuse.
You think R. Kelly gave her a hickey?
In another life, I should have been a true crime detective, and this would have been my first case, and I would have busted it.
All right, well, I think there's actual, like, there's another video out right now, like, talking about all this.
No way.
Yeah, do you want to hear it or no?
Yes.
All right, hold on. Let me turn this down.
Do you have little to no direction in your life? Wonderful! R. Kelly's cult may be for you. That's right. Famed singer-songwriter R. Kelly is in search of a fresh batch of women to brainwash for the hottest and best cult in all of America.
Sunny days.
Enjoy perks, like not thinking about what you have to eat.
I promise you.
Not worrying about what to wear.
Life's window pane.
You'll never have to think about when you should take a shower.
Vow to love you.
Or go to sleep.
Be there for you.
And you'll never have to talk to your dumb, stupid family again.
Yeah.
It's the R. Kelly cult.
Sign me up.
Fly right back to me. Yeah.
It's like being in total control of your life, except someone else is in the driver's seat. Who wouldn't want that?
Okay, legit, that right there sounds like Alex's dream. Oh my gosh.
Take charge of your life and join today.
I promise to.
Okay, where do
is
I
he
sign
gone?
Up?
We're all being held here against our will. Somebody, please call the police. No, it's not a...
Oh, gross.
Okay, well, I don't know. All right, there you go. I'm just trying to get you some more audio for your cult theory with R. Kelly.
Oh, guys, I can't breathe. Ben Affleck is quoted in Paper Magazine saying that gay kissing is, quote, the greatest acting challenge an actor could ever face.
Come here, MYK. I want to see if I'm a good actor or not.
Following the actual audio from Brokeback Mountain.
I don't know if that was kissing. That was something else.
Ew. Following a screening of the 1997 indie hit Chasing Amy at Outfest this past weekend, director Kevin Smith participated in a Q&A and revealed how stars Affleck and Jason Lee felt about their on-screen gay kiss. Slightly uneasy, yet up for the challenge. Smith recalled that Affleck said, "A man kissing another man is the greatest acting challenge an actor can ever face." Once the scene was filmed, he declared, "Now I'm a serious actor." Actress Evan Rachel Wood did not approve of Ben's quote, posting a string of tweets. Oh my gosh, can I?
What? Of what? What did she post?
I need to get on that account. What is that?
Not a string of tweets. A string of tweets.
Hey, real quick. Hey, don't say it on air. Like, don't say it on air, but just give me, like, a head nod to confirm. Because, like, I was on medication. I had to wait until I was off my drugs to get back to work. Okay. Are you on anything right now?
No,
just give me give me a yes or a no.
I'm not on drugs.
Alex has been laughing for the past 15 minutes off air. She's been excited because it's National Hot Dog Day, and we've got the dancing hot dog on Snapchat.
I cannot stop laughing at that dancing hot dog. I've been looking up all the memes about it, and I cannot stop laughing.
All right, let's refocus. Let's talk about two dudes making out serious acting.
Rachel Wood, actress Evan Rachel Wood, did not approve of Ben's quoted posting a string of tweets, including quote, try getting raped in a scene. Also, grow up, Ben. So she's not
I got to
happy.
Imagine that. That probably is harder. Like, I would doing say that so. Kind of a scene as an actress. Oh, wow.
Despacito has become the most streamed track of all time with more than 4.6 billion plays across streaming platforms. Let me tell you something. Can I just tell you?
Yeah, I know, right? Can you believe we're playing all that Spanish music here in America?
I got a thing. I got a thing for Latino men.
Like who?
Like,
is there a guy in particular?
Not a guy in particular, but just like in general, I have a thing for Latino men.
You hear that, Latinos? Reach out at yo Alex Raps.
For the first time ever, hip hop is the most consumed music genre in the U.S. According to Forbes, I thought this was interesting because all of the parents are like, what is this music y'all listen to? It's crap.
You're hippity hop.
Nielsen Music recently released in a mid-year report that rock has held the spot since Nielsen Music began to measure music consumption in 1991. And for the first time, the first 6 months of 2017, R&B and hip hop was responsible for 25% of all music consumption in the country. And rock only claimed 23%. So that's really cool.
Yeah, man.
And Kesha will release her third album, Rainbow, on August 11th. And in a recent interview, she explained what inspired the title. She said, I like to get high. No, she said, I kind of associate healing with kind of going back to my childlike mind before it got all twisted and turned. It was when everything was magical and I didn't understand it and the world was so big and beautiful. AKA when she was high. All right.
Not that I don't love my wife and being married, but I legit used to tweet at Kesha a lot because I had a beard.
Really? I do not think she's that attractive.
I think, you know, like, I think she's pretty. I don't think she's hot. Like, she's not the hottest, like,
she's
most
okay.
attractive thing. But when she said she likes guys with beards, I mean, if you know anything about me, that's all I have going for me. Like, from my neck up to about my nose, I look really good. I have a beard. So, yeah, she never replied back to my tweets. But maybe that's because she was not in a good place. Maybe now she's like, hey, that Joe guy's got something going on
there
right there.
There it is, right there. That's all right. The garbage.
You can check it out, radionowindy.com.